You're listening to the Meadows Podcast on the Porch, hosted by Bob Arnold and friends. We've begun a new series called The Great Sadness, where we hear people's stories about loss, pain, and suffering, and how God works through such tragedies. Starting on September 20th, we'll be offering a four-week introductory course on the Enneagram, a spiritual roadmap to discover your true self. After that is the Spiritual Development Forum, a four-week workshop series to develop a deeper divine intimacy. Both series will take place at Grace Fellowship Church in Timonium, Maryland. To sign up for upcoming events and learn more about The Meadow, go to www.meadow4.org.
Welcome back to The Meadows Podcast, and we're back on the porch, and we're continuing our discussion about the great sadness. As you know, all of us at some point in our life face situations that are just very, very overwhelming. And if you listened last week, you heard Jeannie talk about the deep sadness that she went through. Today, she's going to talk about how going through that experience has really empowered her to have more courage in facing death and helping other people face death. And she's also going to talk about some supernatural experiences that we have had with Marcy and helping other people to die.
Hello again, this is Jeannie. I would say about 5 years after Marcy passed away, I was still not feeling anywhere near good about the whole thing. I did not have any peace about it. I'm a fear-driven person, and so in my fear, I kept always going down this bad road. But after about 5 years, things started changing. My questions were always like, where are you? What are you doing? Are you okay? I heard one time somebody said that whatever a person loves to do in life, that's what they're doing in heaven. So I started having visuals of Marcy sitting at the beach because she loved the beach. And I think that gave me a lot of peace or comfort. You know, I think when I pass away, I'm going to be walking in exotic flowers because I gravitate to very different kind of flowers. So what was Marcy doing? That I didn't know so much, but where she was, I did. One of the things also that why I wanted to know is because my brain at night would have dreams, and the dreams would be really turn into nightmares. And so I think that if I could have just had some peace about, you know, what was going on. I mean, we all have our different thoughts about what heaven looks like or where we're going to eventually go, but who really knows? So something started happening. A good friend of mine, her sister was in the hospital visiting her mother, who had been on the verge of dying several times. But the mother was very sick. And so the sister's walking in the room and her mother is talking to somebody, but there's nobody there. And so Winnie says, Mom, who are you talking with? And the mother says, Marcy. Now, when I went to visit this woman, she would never remember Marcy's name. She would say, I think about that sweet daughter of yours, because she could never remember her name. So Winnie says, well, what did she say? And the response from the mom was, she said, don't be afraid. It's wonderful here. And then so when I heard that, I'm like, really? Are you serious? So I didn't give it much credence. I thought that is very interesting. And, you know, I just wasn't totally sure about that. But then I would say 6 months to a year later, another friend, George Bernier, who some of you might know Edie, but that's her brother. He was dying from liver cancer, and his wife was taking care of him, Felly. And then George says that Marcy's here. And Felly's like, Marcy? And he's like, yes, Marcy's here. And then George said, and Feli said, well, what's she saying? And then George said that she said, you know, don't be afraid. It is just wonderful here. Don't be afraid. And so when I heard that from Feli, that was just like, okay, this is not just nothing. This is incredible. And I started having like a joy in myself. There she is. That's what she's doing. The last thing that happened that really nailed it for me is my uncle, who I said in last week, who died the week of Marcy's funeral, was also dying now around this time. And he was at home, and I had gone to see him. And my mother and I arrived there, and I would say it was about 15 minutes. And I was sitting on the bed, and, you know, I had a song on the CD for him, and we were just saying, you know, don't be afraid, it's okay. And then he just quietly passed away with my mom and myself there, which was really awesome because we just barely made it. But the daughter-in-law says to me that, you know, Pop was like trying to get out of bed a while back there, and he kept calling Marcy's name, and he was reaching his arm up towards the wall, like she was standing there. And so because my uncle was already in semi-coma, he wasn't able to speak, but he died very quietly after praying for him that the Lord take him and, you know, where he would be meeting all his relatives. And so the one thing I have concluded from all of that is that, you know what? People who pass away, they have a mission and they're doing something. It's not like I thought, okay, are you up in the clouds? Where are you? What's happening? I think it's going to be different for different people, but I definitely know that after that, all those experiences, I am like totally at peace that Marcy's with the Lord and she's doing what she did on earth. On earth, she was always helping her friends to the point of getting into trouble herself. But that was the kind of girl she was, and apparently that's the kind of girl she still is.